Good morning, Afelichen, Lichtige Chaneke. It's past peace, Daf Samach Hei, in the fifth perek, actually, the end of the fifth perek, last Daf, in Seches Ksubis. The sugi is going back on the Mishnah, so let's take a see the Mishnah on Samach Dalam and Mebeis. Talk about the Mishnah a little bit. The Mishnah has a Mashish Ishtay Adei Shlish. The Mishnah continues and says, Le'yivchis lo, but he has to give her a Mashish Ishtay Adei Shlish. Rashi says, Shunoisin lo mizoyne seho, beveis apetropis, ve'eino misgalgeles imoy. She's not eating together with him. The lashon of mizgalgeles, maybe we'll see when we get there. She's not eating with him. He's being mefaras her al ayde and apetropos, which really this has to do with the sugya on beginning of Hamadir. Talks about the person is madir ishtoi. Melehonesloi, and the Mishnah talks about that he's mefarnes and mazen her ayadei alei shlish. And the Mishnah says that there's a time period. Amabrasishta melehonesloi adlamayom yamid parnes. Yes, we can. Yes, you can see, but there's different. But there's a time limit over there that the Rishonim talk about this. See over there what Mashre by our Mishnah seems to be that it's a situation which is a standing situation over there. It's not a standing situation. The Torah says. From the Rishonim that he's talking about maybe that she was. Torah brings the Rishami Mashim Shen Yochel Lefarnes Aide Parnes Vehitech Levad Elim Ken Shehimirit Soina. Only if she agreed. And it brings that's the Shita Sarosh.
I don't understand. Meaning,
the Mishnah over there talks about that if a person is madir ishtoi from having hana from him, and therefore he has to support her ayidei of shlish. The Mishnah says that's only a temporary situation, ad shloishim yoyim, and the Gemara says that's because.
Meaning what the Torah is saying that this mashra is a case where he was madir her, and after shloshim yom she has to be maskim.
No. The question is, if you see over here from madir, the Gemara says that after shloshim yom people find out about it, right? And before shloshim yom people don't find out. That means that this situation it's not a proper situation. Looks bad, right? People pick up that a person is not supporting. She's not eating by him. And he's feeding her through a third person. That's what the Gemara says.
And so the whole thing is that you're not. It's not because he was madir her that it's ad shloshim yom. It's because this situation shouldn't go beyond shloshim yom of being mashra. That's what you're saying?
No. Well, I was really getting to the question that if you see by madir, it only lasts 30 days. So, and because it's only a situation that people don't find out about it. When people find out, they don't get to that time span that people find out about it, then he has to be megarish or say, how do you have a mashris ishtay?
Yeah,
right? So the answer to that would be that mashris ishtay is talking about where she, it's mirtzayna. She agreed upon that. So if she's Moichel, she's Moichel. Right? That's how you have the situation, such a thing like that.
Now, is this different from if you just happen to have two wives living in two houses? Mashra? I mean, is that not a case of Mashra, or that is a case of Mashra? You're living with one wife and another wife's living over here.
I don't know if that's what it's, how it's supposed to be. Is that how it's supposed to be? I mean, it sounds like that Me'ikar Hadin, person's wife is supposed to eat with him. You have two wives, so fine, you know, so add another jay to the table.
Oh, I thought you can't force them to live in the same chutzar, so I assume that Kavachom are the same house, no? Am I wrong?
We're talking about where the lunch room is.
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying they eat together even if they don't sleep together? Okay, here, yeah. Maybe. Okay. So you're saying Mashra this could be even a case of it's just his only wife.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they decide they're going to live separately. They're separated. And she's maskim to it. And then there's no issue of 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would have been a bizayon. The only limitation of 30 days is it's a bizayon to her. Once she's maskim, that there's no bizayon.
Yeah, right. That's what it was.
Case, I didn't understand it, that they were separated as there was a contention. It felt like he's doing business. He's, what's his name?
Okay, and, right. Whatever it is. I don't know if the necessary is right. It's based on that. Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's away for business, then he's not coming home every Shabbos to...
So, okay, right, so that's not right, that's a good point. We have to see about that, Bechlau, who he is. Mm-hmm. That's another question over there. To which bracket does he fit into?
We do see that, the coming for Shabbos is to create chiba, you know what I mean? So it's a smashma that we're not in the middle of a divorce here.
Okay. I mean, what you're saying is that he could be, he's away for business, he's going, but it's the type of business, he can come back every Shabbos. So, you know, he has to go away during the week, but he comes back every Shabbos. And that's called Mashra. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, okay, it's not clear exactly what the reason why he's conducting himself like this. Right. Now, but the point that we wanted really to bring up over here is like this: is that every husband is bechiv and mizaynis to give that to his wife. It would sound like from this Mishnah that what's the base? What is the base requirement of mizaynis? Unlike the Mishnah, Anush Yisrael, this is the minimum. Mm-hmm. So why is the Mishnah establishing this in a scenario of mashra, right? But what about if he's there, right? But what kind of menu does he have to support? I don't know, wouldn't that seem like that?
What?
I mean, the Rambam says like this. Rambam says that. Then the Rambam says, "Kama mezayne is poiskim leisha." And the Rambam pretty much brings the mission over here. Mm-hmm. Right. So this halacha would seem to be in the Rambam is not limited to mashia. Why is the Tana establishing this halacha by a mashra? In the tour, in Siman Ayin, if you look over here, the tour says as follows. Chayiv him zayin yisehu, right, the regular chayiv, keitzad, v'achel es imem mashu hu oichel l'shoyse imem mashu hu shoyse. I told him about a regular situation, chiv mizaynis. that Mishnah says that oichel imem mashu oichel v'shoyse imem mashu shoyse, that he's eating according to his standard, whatever it is, and that is what she partakes in. The imishpachto ubeisavia min hogam bigdoilos yois v'ma shenoigabal. If the minig of her mishpach is a higher standard, im kol b'nei mishpachto. Now the Torah brings over here from this is really from the Rishonim. I think Ramadir. Im kol b'nei mishpachto ben oisam shehem ashim ben oisam ben she'enim ashim mevakshim oisam hagdolos. If the entire family, this is non-dependent, of their wealth. This is just, it's the standard of how they live. Oz tzorich lehanhiga kadech shnegim bo mishpachto. Dekayim lan oyle imay ve'ena yeredes imay. The Mishnah by us, at the end of the Mishnah, talks about hakol fichvoidoi. Right, that's the Mishnah said. But on his result. But if he's a Mechuba, then he has to according to his level, and that's something that she has the right to demand because that's the halacha, and she's oile imoy.
You think that's a statement about his family or about his wealth? The end of the Mishnah.
No. That's about. That might be. What's the question of the Mishnah? Mishnah says, "Avu b'mechuber hakol afi kvoidei." Hakol afi kvoidei. It sounds like it's a personal thing. I was assuming that's bechlal halacha of oile imoy. That's what I was saying. If you're questioning that the halacha of imoy, oile imoy is a family thing and not a personal thing, right? That if that's what you notice that I was taking on something that you wanted me to prove that, is that what you were heading at?
Well, I guess I understood that Ola Yuma was a family thing and not a personal thing. But if you think that it applies to both,
that's what I was assuming. Yeah, if you want me to bring a riot to you, then I would have to think about it, right? If that's what you were raising
right.
At that point. Mm-hmm.
And if he loses his money, she doesn't. I mean, we had this discussion, I think, about Avram, didn't we? If she marries a wealthy guy and he loses his money, and the only reason she was living high was because he had money. She goes back down. She doesn't go back down. She doesn't go back down.
If it was only because of him, so it should be dependent on his everything's depending on where he is, right? What do we see then? Uh-huh.
I was saying over here what
it says in the Torah, and the Torah says makes a difference. We're talking about her, right? That's the Torah saying that if her mishpacha, right, the Torah is talking about halacha of any yeredes imoy, right? It means that she has the right, she gets the better end of both sides. So the Torah is talking about that she's any yeredes imoy, and on that the Torah establishes that's only if her, what's considered that it's her standard is only if it's the entire family, ben aniyim ben ashirim, right? Exactly, how far reaching that includes, I don't know. So the Torah says that if it's kol b'nei mishpachto ben oisim shemashim ben oisim shem she'en mashim mevakshim oisim hagdolos, then tzoruch lahanigik kederf shleged me mishpach to the kamelan oile ima vena yuredis imoi. The im ein kol mishpach to mevakshem oisim hagdoilos, if it's not our entire family, elo shebeveis avia noigin kain, ibnei shuhu asher, her father happens to be a wealthy person. Now, shabnei mishpach to shein lam oisher elo kamoishe ish lubayla, ein mevakshem oisim. Now, in fact, the Torah says as follows, right? There is a difference that, like this, her personal family, her father, Beis Aviyah, is a wealthy person, and they eat. At a certain standard, and that's what she was used to with. So now this is where there's a difference: whether she's eating with him, she's not eating with him. Such a situation doesn't have the halacha of her status that we would say that less than that will be any yeredes imay. And therefore, if she's eating together with him, she's eating with him, then she has to be satisfied with his standard, whatever he's eating. If she's eating by herself, then she has the right to demand the standard that she had beveis avia.
But that's only if it's the whole family, right? Meaning if it was only her father, but not the rest of the family.
No, we're talking. This is what I'm talking about. Okay. You know, if it's her whole family, then even when she's with her husband, right, she has the right to demand that standard. Right. But if it's only her father, right, then okay, maybe we'll have to see, you know, where this comes from. Right, but if it's only her father. So then, calls when she's eating with her husband, then she has to be satisfied with his standard. That's not considered a yerida because that's not considered, you know, her situation. Afka b'nei mishpach, it's not minhoga. But if she's eating by herself, this is weird. There's a difference whether she's eating by herself, she's eating with him. She's eating by herself, he's supplying her food, he's not there, then he has to give her kedach shoyz nehegz beveis aviyah. So the question that we start out with is that why is the Tana telling me the halacha of supplying mizonis? Right, let's just see if we can work this out. Right, why is the Tana telling me halacha of supplying mizonis in the case of Masha when she's eating by herself? I mean, person anyways is mechuyev mizonis. Is there any difference? Right. So this is what we're seeing over here in the Torah. Yeah, there is a difference. There is a difference. In such a situation, when Beis Aviha lives on a higher standard, so that's then there's a difference. You know, not her whole mishpacha, just Beis Aviha specifically. So that's when there's a difference when she's eating with her husband, and she's not eating with her husband. Now that's true. Now, however, as far as the Mishnah is concerned, doesn't sound like that's what's happening in the Mishnah, right? Because the Mishnah gives, you know, specific things to give, and the Mishnah says this is like the minimal standard over here, right? So the Mishnah obviously is not talking about that her Beis Aviha is on a higher standard, and that's why we're talking about a Mashre, that this halacha specifically applies to a Mashre as opposed to when she's with her husband. Right? So what we just said was like this, is that we found the difference between Mashre and not Mashre, but it doesn't really satisfy the Mishnah itself. So the case that the Mishnah is talking about Right, that's what we want to know. The case the Mishnah is talking about is that, is there any difference between Masha and not Masha? If she was eating with her husband, she'd be getting the same thing. That would be his same responsibility. So once again, we want to know, why is the Mishnah establishing, you know, these mizaynis in the case of a Masha?
I mean, doesn't the Torah make a difference even in a Pashat case? Seems to say just at the beginning that if he's eating with her, he only has to give her what he's eating. If that's less than what's in the Mishnah, then the chiv of the Mishnah is only when she's not eating with him, regardless of what her father's house did.
I don't know if I would see that from there. All the Torah says is that this din of any yeredes imoy is only if that's the minig of her family. Minig of her family includes everyone, and then the halacha is she could demand that even when she's eating with him. If it's only Beis Aviha, then if she's eating with him, then he could give her what, you know, the level of her family at large does. Now you want to know that, is there such a halacha? Is there mivuy in the tour that there's such a halacha that when she's eating together with him, she has to be satisfied with whatever he eats? I don't see that in the Torah, and I would think on the contrary. I mean, if he's eating a substandard, right? So then that's the halacha, that if her family at large is eating on a higher level, she could always demand that. No.
Okay, fine. Well, let's say that's not that case.
Right.
She's a regular person. He's a regular person. Right. Oh, you're saying because he eats less than everybody else in the world. So Mimela, her family eats more than he's eating.
Right. Right, so we have to work that out. Maybe there's such a case to do that. The truth is that the Gemara, okay, it's the Gemara Hamadir over there talks about such a thing like that, and we'll have to see whether that's the Ikra Din or like she's Moichel, such a thing like that. When she's eating with him, she can handle it. You know, if she's not, then she needs back her standard. But so we're bringing back the ha'ora that why is the Mishnah establishing that the chiyuv mezaynus in a mashra situation, which in the case of the Mishnah kinira, right? The Mishnah is talking about you know, just the minimum. So the minimum, you know, that would be. Regardless.
Maybe learn it the opposite way.
Yeah.
Meaning if the Torah holds that, I don't know if the Torah holds as a chiyuv mezaynus d'oraisa, but maybe, however he holds, whether it's d'rabbanan or d'oraisa,
right,
that the chiyuv is like an eved. Whatever the Baal eats, the eved eats. Whatever the Baal eats, the Isha eats.
But he doesn't hold of the halacha of any yeredes?
So you're saying that now he's being masha her somewhere else. You're saying that there should be a din of any yeredes because he's eating what he's eating. He can't give her less. That's what you want to say? Then, so if this would be less when she's not eating with him, and this what's in the Mishnah would be less than what he's eating, you're saying that couldn't be because she would have a din of any yeredes. I mean, that's not exactly in your yeredes.
If her standard.
Oh, let's say the Baal is eating on a standard higher than the rest of the world.
Okay.
Let's just say. So when she's with him, she has to eat what he's eating. He can't give her less than what he's eating. He has a din of that. But if he would be mashra her that they're not actually eating together, he's still eating at his standard. So could it be that he doesn't have to give her to his standard? He only has to give her in the Mishnah? What's
that,
in the Mishnah?
Okay, so let's hear that. You want to suggest that the Oyla Imoy is only when she's eating with him. If she's not eating with him, there's no din of Oyla Imoy.
Actually, I think Tosfos says that. I wasn't thinking about it, but really? I think Tosfos actually says that later, no? In this last Tosfos over here, didn't they say that? They might say that. I'm just looking to see. I'm looking at the last Tosfos Shakalta, or maybe it's Mappet. No,
might be different than So the simple case of the Mishnah, right until the last line, is talking about an ani. Right?
Right.
We're talking about a poor family. So, so if there's no money to support her, whatever the halacha is, won't make a difference. Right? In other words, if he's so poor that he doesn't have the money, so if the halacha is he has to give her food, it doesn't matter anything. Right? But a person isn't in a static situation. A person could have, let's say, you know, no money in his pocket, but you could tell him, you know, go out to work. And, you know, you're mechuyev, you have an achrayus, so you want to stay home, you want to get a night sitter, you know, you have to go out and get a job at night, or, you know, right? So, if he's eating with her, maybe she would have a preference that she's home with him, right? If he's not in the house anyhow, so then he's mechuyev to go out. So maybe there's like a natural mechila. If at least she's getting the benefit of his right, we had the svara that a woman would prefer less money than be more with her husband. So maybe that's the akimta which the Mishnah is talking about is that going out? Right? In other words, if he's not with her, so she says, look, you're not with me, you know. Take a night job, but if you're going to be eating the meals with me, so, you know, okay, you're poor, so, you know, I will live on a substandard level.
Okay.
All right, we tried. What do you have in mind?
I'm just saying that there definitely is basis to what you're saying. We have to see exactly in what context the Gemara says, but that's the Gemara Hamad, it definitely makes such a difference. Where it talks about that she's used to a hard standard. V'komegagel lo bahadei. Where I use the notion of megagel really in that, you know, she's tolerating the situation. Right, that's what Gemara uses that nusach for that.
The expression rolling with the punches.
Right. The omrelei adha ino adrosan gagelina bahadoch. Till now, you weren't mad at me, you know. So I'll roll with you. I was okay. Hashda the dross lemetzina gagul badoch. And more makes such a difference, right? Whether exactly what you're saying or not, but the more makes such a difference how when things are going okay, you know, she'll be meichel that. she's not going to demand what her rights are. Okay, so there seems to be definitely truth to the idea that you're saying. But the Rambam Kinire, right, we'll see as we see that he seems to be, this is weird, this is how he's bringing the Mishnah. Kamam Zayin is posting the Isha, and Rambam continues on. That's how the Rambam sets it up. Akoponim. So now let's see. The Mishnah says as follows. Right, what does the Mishnah say? La yifchas la mishnei kavin chitim oy mi abo kavin sa'orim. Now the Mishnah would seem to be, the Mishnah is, within the food line, it would seem like there are different categories, right, of foods, of types of food, that he has to supply her with. In the meaning that they serve a certain part of the meal, right? So you have the pas, the bread factor, right? That in those days definitely, pas was a pretty basic part of the meal. Could be, everything really surrounded around the pas, just to enhance the pas. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara discusses the halacha of what's the size of a suda from pas, and those calculations the more it makes. But the Mishnah has a double amount of Surinam Chitim. The Gemara explains that that's what Rabbi Yossi is commenting, the Hemsh Chadvorm. Om Rabbi Yossi le'postel Surinam le'bishmo sh'yusomuch le'edoim. This is the Gemara on the bottom, that the Gemara says, Elo be'edoim hu da'achlin. I'm reading this from those two dots, four lines from the bottom. Elo be'edoim hu da'achlin Surinam kliyam le'achli. Right, the Gemara, right, the simple reading of the Mishnah would seem to be that the psikas of Sa'irin is only according to Rabbi Shmuel, who lived near Edom. And that the Gemara asks, as you could only Edom people eat Sa'irin, that could be an option. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi is saying that this shear, this large shear, double the amount, if he's supplying her with sa'irim, that it's double the amount of chitim. This is Rabbi Shmuel, who's the one who gave that shear, because he lived in an area that the sa'irim was of low quality, and therefore, to get what you want from the Sa'irim is that you need more in order to really have the same outcome. Right? Exactly what the issue over there was, they don't see in the Mefarshim what it was. It was a stam, low quality Sa'irim. Is that what it is? Or it was bad. You couldn't use the every package that you get, sometimes you see in the store, sometimes you have these, packages that are going, the package itself, you only can use half of it, such a thing like that.
Right. They have to sift it a lot.
What? Yeah.
They have to sift it a lot, so you got less out
right.
of it.
Yeah, basically, right. Such a thing like that. I'll call upon him, but that's what the Gemara is saying. Okay? Okay, so the bread, is the chitim hastis, the grain. There's a grain factor that he has to supply her with. Right? That's the Mishnah tells us that's a shear. Zot the Mishnah. V'nois l'chatzi chav kitnis. That serves a different purpose in the meal. L'chatzi loig shemen. Now, it would seem to be from over here that this is part of the meal. right, part of the meal, right? So there was a right, an oil that was part of the meal. I mean, that was a dip or something else. Right? You know anything from about this? Where the oil came into it? Chatzi loik shemen v'kav gregris emona dvelo. The gregris and dvelo, right? This is the same thing as the fig, right? Just a different preparation of the fig, the dried fig, or right, that's the gregis or the velas. It's pressed into a cake. Zokta mishnah vim ein loy poisek lumos and peris in mokum acher. Vim ein loy. So I understood what this meant was that till now we're he's supplying her with the food itself. He has in stock. But if ein loy, if he doesn't have in stock, so he has to give her, or the mafarat to give to the parnas, the value of these things that they can be bought. That's what I understood what this meant. Anyone have a different translation of these words?
He says a different type of fruit.
Well,
if you don't have figs, you can give other.
Okay.
Swap out apples.
Losim peres mimokim acher. Mm-hmm. Oh, so on the contrary, so you're not limited to this. That's what that means. That he could give, he could exchange it. Okay.
I think he's quoting the Rambam on that.
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's what I wanted to see over here. The Rambam says like this. Poiskin lo lechem. Now the shiurim over here, right? Rashi says, is a weekly. This is the weekly amount. The Rambam says, poiskin lo lechem shtei sudas b'chol yom. So that's what this first category is. This is the lechem. That's what the means. Right. Ram gives a little more detail on that. Maybe the Gemara by us. Right. Our Mishnah has specific numbers. Right. Maybe in the Rambam it's Mivui that there is a certain standard for Adam Beni Ba'isa'ir. Ume Oise Meichel Shla'anche Oise'ir im Chitim Chitim Sa'irim Sa'irim. V'chein Oire Zu Oideichen Oye Mish'an Minim Shinoagu Bohen. Right, so the Rambam seems to say over here that the Minig HaMokom plays a role, what they're used to eating, and if the minig is chitin, sounds like he can't give sarim. I was under the impression from the Mishnah that he has a choice. You know, chitim or sarim. You know, either one. The Rambam, the Bnei Ha'ir play a role. Now the Rambam says, upoiskin lo paperes lechalim apas. A food to eat together with the past, keep going kitnis or yirokis v'kayetzi bohen. So that's what the kitnis was serving. That was the papyrus in my past. The food which is eaten with the past. The Rambam gives us another idea. Kitnis or yirokis v'kayetzi bohen. Kitnis is, maybe that's what it is. It's, the bean family, rokas, v'shemen la'achilo, v'shemen alokas haner. So the Rambam says that the shemen in the Mishnah sounds to have two purposes. There's shemen la'achilo, and shemen is also la'alokas haner. Uperis. Okay, so that talks to what we've seen so far in the Mishnah, as far as the Gregoris and Dveilo, that's Paris. I'm just looking for this Rambam that you were just saying over.
It's not 100% clear that the comments on that point, but it just says see Rambam.
Oh.
So that
it could be any papers. That's
right. The translation says. He grants her a corresponding stipend of fruit of another kind, and then he has a footnote 13, right? And he quotes, represents the standard diet of the time and the place in which the town of the Mishnah lived, a different time and place.
The husband
is obligated to prove, right? And then he says, see Rambam, but the footnote's on of another kind, so I don't know if that's...
Another time, you have to do what?
If there's no figs in the area, you can swap it out with a different fruit.
But do you have to do whatever is in the time and place where you live, the current custom, is that what he's saying?
So in the footnote he says that. According to Rambam.
What they might mean is like this, because the Rambam says Paris, right? He doesn't even say the Gregoris and Dveilo, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe that's where they got the idea that you see from the Rambam, it's just and Rambam is really Paris. I guess that's the mission, says Paris. Paris Mokamacher. Rambam just includes that in the original halacha. Maybe that's how they're reading it.
And he also says Kanshia here, right?
The Rambam, yeah, the answer here definitely that quoting is definitely from the Rambam. Okay. That's the Rambam says, and therefore, obviously it would follow according to the time. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Now, if that's so, I just want to hear over here. So when the Mishnah says. V'im ein loy, v'im ein loy, paisik v'umos in Paris, v'mokam acher. See, the Rambam Gratis says over here, when he talks about the grains, imchitim, where he's talking about what the minigantri amokam is. So, he says, oir is doichen, right, but he's talking about the minig of the Anshei HaMokam, that's how the Rambam learns. At the Chitim and Sairim, right, like we said in the Rambam, it's taka something specific that the Anshei HaMokam have, and therefore it's lapped after those things. On the other hand, it would seem like this. This is according to the Rambam, how does this changing up something, right? That only means if both minim the people eat. Is that right? Because if we're limited to the minig anshi hamokim, so that would seem to me that she has a right to demand what the people are eating. Right? If they're eating chitim, she has the right to demand chitim, and he can't give them. So give her sa'irim. That's what it would seem like. That food can minigan she hamokim. Is that right? Otherwise, what's irrelevant on she hamokim? Now, if that's so, we would just present itself this halacha that he could switch. But And does that...
And switch if, from chitim to...
From whatever's mentioned in the Mishnah. I don't know, if we learn that he could switch, so I mean that just means according to the minhag hamokim. So it's not really such a switch. On the contrary, maybe, you know, I mean, that's really what he's mechuyev to give. In the first place, just Mishnah is just giving you, I guess, so, you know, examples of different food groups, but it really is dependent on the minhag of anshei hamokim. Is that what it is? Or maybe we could understand that the Mishnah says that maybe in the fruit group that maybe there's not necessarily a specific hanhoga, maybe on such a thing like that. So you know even if all people eat one thing, but a fruit to fruit, right? So he could give her something else. Maybe in the chitin, in the grain section. Maybe over there, it's over there. Not that's totally.
When you're saying the Rambam says even by grains, whatever the custom is there, and maybe he learns that from Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Yossi said you give four sarim, was he saying it because you could do whatever you want, but if you happen to be giving and sarim in this place? So then you have to... Was it his choice?
Well, see, you could translate this Sa'irim, maybe that's what he has to give. The Gemara comes out that just it's the amount. It's the amount. That's what he was saying. Right? The reason why there's so much Sa'irim is because it's a low quality. Now, why are you giving Sa'irim? So that might still be true. According to the Mashmoyis HaRambam, I'm giving Sa'irim because the meaning of the people is to eat Sa'irim in this place. Right? Now, so Shmuel's talking about, according to that if the meaning is to eat Sa'irim, but the supply of Sa'irim they get from Edom, and therefore when we're talking about the amount, it's a larger amount, like as the Mara says, because they're rois. But maybe that still might be true, that the reason why we're giving Sarim is because that's a minhag hamokim.
When we're talking about the Sarim getting twice the amount, is she, Lemaisa, getting more eating and it doesn't taste as good? Or because it's a poor quality, you get less bread out of...
Yeah, so that was pretty much the two stuff that I had
yes,
to do.
Yes, the answer is yes.
Right, exactly. That's what we were supposed to get. Like, is it low quality, and therefore the nutrition value, you know, is weak, and you got to eat more in order to have, right? Or it just means like the sifting idea, right? That you know, so you end up with less, right? But mm-hmm. A barley is a barley. Right. You know? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now just to open up just some points over here. Now Lomazen. Let's see a little further. Now the Mishnah continues on, and the Mishnah is right now leaving the food group. Mishnah talks about chiyuvim that he has to give from other things. Now what this chiyuv is. Under what title is this chiv over here? Is this also included in Mizainis? And Mizainis is includes other things also, like we were familiar before with the idea of the mor keset that he gives her for her trochim tanim, that refers to. That also, how do we understand that? Is that a separate chiv or that's bechlal mezainis? Mezainis includes things that you need to live, and you know, food is part of it. But there are other things.
Yeah, I thought this was somewhere that somebody categorized it under clothes. Like he has to give her clothes.
So right, that's one. No, is that from Mechiyah?
So,
that might be separate, right? Ksusa kemashmo.
A sheet on a bed, maybe
it
can be called a sister.
I
don't know about the bed itself.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe in the Ritva, and he said he included even like dishes to eat, just to get a bowl, a fork.
It says that on the footnote here, but it says.
What does it?
It says. Yushami with the sefta shekamokin tzarach losis la nero psila bekos chaves ukidera.
Okay. So that we saw in the Rambam said that part of the shemen is for the ner, right? So that we could have understood that's taka part of the mezainis, because that's what's necessary in order to eat. You know, when it gets dark, you know, you need a ner in order to see what you're eating. Right? So by the same token, right, you know, things that Hechsher Meichel are also things which are assumed that there's a chiyuv. And he says why the Sham says why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it's definitely b'chlal that. Now, but those are all food oriented things, right? Now we're talking about mita and this. So, you know, under which category? Is that? I mean, there's a dira has to supply her a place to eat, right? I know, a place to live. So is this part of that? That's part of that. The nice and lamita mapods umachtzelis. More talks about this. We're not so familiar with these. With these things, if one can, to try to translate it into more contemporary terms, for us to relate to what this to what these achen are, but it would seem, seems like from the Gemara that mita maybe refers to the frame, and mapatz and machtzelis, these are some kind of back spring mattress. kind of cheshbon, right? The map was, you know, is what goes on top of the ropes over there, which are uncomfortable. That's, you got to put it down, you know, aside from the machtels, something which is softer. Okay, but these are all bed things. Now the Mishnah talks about clothing. Nice, now keep the version. For chogulim, a sneha, head covering, belt, umenalim, mimoid, lemoid. That's mevuri that in the Gemara, that the moid, lemoid goes on the shoes. The kelim shel chamishim mezuz mishana lishana. Kelim over here refer to, this is clothing, aside from the head covering, the Mishnah speaks out that these things are also part of the chiyuv, a head covering and a belt. But the main clothing is, now the Mishnah mentions that there's gives us a cost, a yearly cost on that. Chamishim zuz mishana l'shana. Zok the Mishnah, ve'ein neisim lo lechadoshim b'mayis hachama v'lishchokim b'mayis hagshomim. The mission says as follows, and this is based on the fact that new clothing are they do a better job as far as giving warmth, but during the summer they could be a little too much. So in the winter we need that the clothing should produce some kind of warmth, and in the summer we don't want the warmth. So therefore the Tana says is that in buying new clothing are the material is still strong at its best, and therefore it's better for winter use, that it could provide the warmth that's necessary. And those clothing should be used in the summer months when it's already worn, so it serves the purpose of the summer. Then when you don't want to have clothing which make it too hot, so it would seem like from the mission that she's getting her dress over here. There's a one time a year. I don't know how many begodim you could get from the fifty zuz. Right? But it does look like from the Gemara that shoes is taka shoes akapon in the Mishnah over here is something which you're giving more than the ikar begodim, and the reason for that is the Gemara says because we're talking about in a place that there's a need. Shoes get worn out quicker. Mokim horim. Shoes get worn out quicker, so that's why we need to give shoes three times a year. And the Tanya is telling you that if you're giving out, if we have to give three times a year, so we should give it in an opportune time on a yontif, that is man simcha, that should give, it should produce the simcha. Maybe one could be ma'ir on that is that if there's taka a need for shoes three times a year, so it would sound like, just make the math, it would sound like that means every 4 months your shoes are worn out, right? Mm-hmm. Now if that's so, how does this work out that you give out, you have a new pair of shoes on every Yom Tov? Doesn't really work out that well. Right, between Sukkot and Pesach, you know, you have a 6 month stretch over there. Right, between Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos,
if you can serve, if you can serve, right? Another idea, because you got it. And then assuming that you start off on Pesach, so then your Pesach Shavuos shoes will last longer than they'll still last 8 months or.
Right, but how are you going to do that? Let's see. You'll get your Sukkot shoes, right? You're not going to get new shoes till Pesach. That's 6 months later.
Right. So if you start off on Sukkot, you have a problem. Right?
Oh, right.
If you start off on Pesach, so then you have your Pesach shoes. You have your.
Are you saying just because Shavuos comes, you don't have to switch to the Shavuos shoes? You keep wearing your Pesach shoes for another couple of months.
Right? I mean, she'll wear the new shoes just for Yontif, and then after Yontif, she'll put them away. And
well, they'll split, you know, alternate. You'll get 6 months use of them. You'll still be 2 months left of shoes, and at the end, the math works. And,
okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'll offer a different derech, because maybe in the winter they don't go out as often. She doesn't use her shoes as much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She does go out. The water and snow and will wear out. Wear
even quicker, Tanya. Yeah. I actually read the Gemara as saying that in the hills you need three different kinds of shoes, actually. That's the way I understood
it. Oh, yeah?
Not that it was the same shoes they just wore more quickly. It was that you needed, you know, like that, like snowshoes. So you needed three different pairs of shoes.
Maybe then each one really could last the whole year, but you just it's not the right type.
Right.
Not the right type.
It might be my own bias. I have very specific shoes for when it rains, specific shoes for when it snows.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay.
It's better than the pshat of for each of her three legs. A shoe for each leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Zok the Mishnah. Ashchakim Shalom. Zok the Mishnah Shchokim Shelo. This refers to that when the new year starts and she gets a new wardrobe. So the worn out clothing from last year, Zok the Mishnah Shelo, she gets to keep. Gemara talks about what the purpose of those are. Zokt Mishnah is Mo Kesef. This is the halacha of Mo Kesef. tzrochin, other tzrochin, on top of this. This is specifically going on the day of Mashre. Now, the Echelas Imo in the Gemara, that is Machlekes, what this refers to, my Echelas. Either Echelas Mamish or Tashmish. Now this is a point over here. Let's see how to understand over here that let's say quantum man that means that refers to Tashmish. So I mean shouldn't this be dependent on what his chi of oyna is? You know, is there something special about a mashre that there's a different cheshbin on the chi of oyna, or this part of the Mishnah is really just talking about someone whose chi of oyna is pamachas b'shavua? So on that, the Mishnah is saying that a chelasima. How did you learn the Mishnah here? Let's say a person is a gamel or someone that his chiv ayna is more than once a week.
Well, he's not even going to be nearby. He travels less than once a week.
Yeah, you don't mean a gamel. You mean like a pole.
A gamel is once a month.
Right.
Less frequent. So he's not. He travels on distant journeys, so he's not going to be home. Yeah,
in the Chanami. Right. I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what is this. So Elamai, this person, who is this person that the Mishnah is speaking specific of an oyna Melel Shabbos, Lel Shabbos. What would have been otherwise? Right.
Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's Friday night and Shabbos day. Ochel Asima, and according to the one that it means Tashmish. There's a footnote in English that it's going according to the Poalim, who are chayv to do Tashmish twice a week, but they can't get in there two times a week because they travel. They only home for Shabbos, so they do Tashmish twice on Shabbos.
This Poel, under normal circumstances, the chiyuv Poel, he's around.
There's two types of poem, the poem that work local and the poem that work further away.
Okay, so the poem who work further away, what's their chiv? How often?
I think we said once a week.
Right.
But I think we said the difference was that a poem that is local is twice a week, a poem that travels, is only home once a week.
Right. Right. So what's
like
the same?
They're explaining, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, they're explaining that twice a week is the poel who's not home.
Oh yeah.
Rav Shimon Gamliel holds.
And this is a new shita on.
Rav Shimon Gamliel holds. He has to do it twice. He has to do tashmish twice a week, but he can't get the tashmish in twice a week because he's only home for Shabbos, so he does it Friday night.
So he doesn't hold from the tircha issue of tircha derech, basically. Saying it just he's not around, so he can only do
a little
door on Shabbos, but he's still alive in choice. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it seemed from the footnote. In Ashlomo, he has it in electronically.
Uh-huh. And that's in general what we're talking about in this Mishnah, where the guy, this person is away. That's why he's masher her, because he's away, working away. That's how
that's what the English is saying.
Right. And this would even be a wealthy person, theoretically, who has to be away for work.
I always imagine that Paul being a laborer who's not too wealthy. That's just my stereotype imagination.
Right, no, but I mean, just because the Mishnah itself mentions that this applies even to a wealthy person, right?
Calls it Ba'anish of Yisrael. Right. Right.
Or maybe it's the other way. This is only a worker, and say a mechuba. There's all different cheshbon. It has nothing to do with this mission.
What he has to give her for food.
Yeah. Right.
The cheshbon of other things.
Right.
Okay. Here, Zot Mishnah. If me ain't nice no more, Kesef, but Zorach may say there shalom. Right, this is what we saw in the previous Gemara, that how to touch this Mishnah is depending on what you hold is the exchange between the more kesef and Ma'aseh Deyavad. Moshe Ma'aseh Deyavad Rashi mentions.
So Rashi's going like the Man D'Yomar that regular Ma'aseh Deyavad is Takas Mezonos.
Right. Zok the Mishnah Mahi Oiseloi. Mahi Oiseloi. This refers to her Ma'aseh Yadayim. Her Ma'aseh Yadayim, that's a chiv that she has. It's not just something that he happens to get. Mahi Oiseloi. Mishkal Chomesh Sloim Shasi B'Yehuda Shehin Eses Sloim B'Golil. Mishkal Eses Sloim Orev B'Yehuda Shehin Esrim Sloim B'Golil. This is a certain amount of the either shesi or if threads. The Rashi explains that it's more difficult to produce the or if threads.
More difficult to produce the shesi thread.
Oh, excuse me. I'm saying backwards. Right. That's why shesi, she's only required five. Five. It's the more difficult, so I guess the same time that she has the work slot, she could only produce the five of the shesi, but the oriv could produce, one who's working during that time could produce 10. That's what she's mechuyev to produce for her. And we spoke about last time, she decided to use this, that two machlokes tesis and other rishonim, whether this is when we talk about ma'aseh yadayim, is it just this and doesn't affect the rest, the other things that she has to do in the Mishnah, or it's really
you're talking about cooking and baking,
right? Yeah, the other malachas that the Mishnah says that whether it's really like a sum total, and this Mishnah is specifically speaking about the mashra, that he's not around, so she's not doing anything else for him. So it's only the ma'aseh yadayim. This is the only malacha that she's doing. So that's why the total of malacha that's being done will.
He comes home on Friday. She doesn't have to wash his clothes and cook his meal for Shabbos and bake the challah.
Okay, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, maybe he can hire somebody if she's giving him the money, right? No?
What?
What he's asking is that according to what Taisa says, that it sounds like if she'd be doing anything else, then she wouldn't need to do the five sloim. Right? So if she's cooking for Shabbos,
in addition, that's separate listed in the Mishnah.
Wow.
The Mishnah says seven malachas that the wife has to do for the husband. One of them is semer, and semer is our Mishnah is telling you what semer is. It's either shesi five, which is 10 in Yehuda, or it's arev 10, which is 20 in Yehuda. That's what the semer is. There's six other malachas listed in the Mishnah. It's clear in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but I thought we were saying over that Tosfos says that the five over here is only when you're not doing anything else. But if you're doing something else,
that's not what Tosfos said. Tosfos talked about where she doesn't want to do the work for him, or.
No, Tosfos says that those other five molasses can reduce from the seller, the masiyadeh that she has to do.
She does less masiyadeh.
Right. If she does enough work in the house and it's equal to five slime or whatever she has to do, then she doesn't have to do
it. That's where that Shitas comes from, because he understands that it's a total, and therefore the Ein Nizayin Sein Ya'isa refers to the whole package over here. So okay, if you didn't mean to ask it, then we'll ask it, right? That according to that Shitas HaTosfos, if it reduces, so Tosfos says that this Mishnah is mashed because she's not doing anything else, right? So on that, the question would be that okay, I mean, if he's taka totally away, totally away, but if he's come back on Shabbos, so like who's making the Shabbos meals for him over here, right? And who's maybe right? Does he bring his laundry or not? That's where the question came from. I call upon him.
Yeah.
Right.
Take out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask maybe a more question. I didn't really understand what are these. What's the five verses? Meaning, I really don't understand what's going on here with the Chamishlem Shesi Biyuda. What's the difference? How you make the five and Shen Esrok Hefayt? So what does it mean? If she did it, if she was in Yehuda, she has to give five, and if she's in the Gullah, she has to give ten, because that amount of work earns ten.
I think the point, right.
The weights were the half in Galil. It's the same exact weight of thread. So five slime of in Yehuda is the same weight as ten slime in Galil. Their weights were half the amount.
Are we talking about the weight of the thread or the amount or the weight of the money?
The weight of the coin.
Whatever we're talking about, the weights are it's the same amount.
But it's not the same amount. Right.
No, but she has to do that. She has to make that amount of thread that weighs equal to those coins?
Yeah.
Or that would earn that amount of coin?
So I don't know, a little, but it sounds like it's the weight of the coin. That's what it sounds like. Not the value of the coin, but the weight of the
thread. That weighs that amount of coin. And then, so she's not actually earning five slime. She's doing thread that weighs five slime.
Or ten?
What does
everyone say? Yeah, I mean, it seems to be that it should be the same thing, right? The what you're producing, what's being produced is the same, right? That doesn't seem to me that there's a difference where you are.
Yehuda and Galil,
right?
Yes, it says in English it's the same weight, but the question Michael wants to know is the weight. The weight equals this type of coins, or it's the value of this type of coins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because then what would be the second part? O Mishkal Eser Slaim Erev Yehudi Shehen.
It's twice as hard to make Erev thread, so in the same amount of time you can make... You have to make double the amount of Erev... Twice as hard to make Shesi thread, so the same... let's say you work 8 hours a day, 4 days a week. In those 32 hours, you can make this amount of chassis thread, and you can make double the amount of wire thread.
Okay, so then it sounds like it's the weight of the thread weighs that amount of the coin. It's not how much you're earning, because...
That's what Shlomo said.
Right, that's what I guess that makes sense, although... Okay, so then you're not really... Because it would seem mashma from earlier Gemara's that she had to earn five sloim. That's what she's giving, five sloim. And here it says...
He uses the term five slime. It might have just been the expression, five slime weight of
and whatever money, whatever she would get paid to make, the weight of five slime.
He probably gives him the
five
wool
slime.
He has to sell it. It even says that she didn't usually go to the market. It wasn't normal for a lady to go to the market. So she has to hand him over this amount of thread, and he has to sell it.
All right. You gave me a way to read.
Whatever he can fetch for it, if he's more shrewd, he might be able to fetch more for the same amount of thread. If he's not such a good,
right here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I hear it. It actually solves a different problem that I had, which is that five slime was a lot of money to earn in 1 week. I mean, it says in the next page. It says who has 50 zoos? 50 zoos is 50 slime.
Azuz is not a sella. Azuz is a diner. There's four diner to a sella.
Oh, okay.
Azuz equals a diner.
Oh, fine. Azuz equals a diner. So 50, you're
saying. A sella is four times that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So even more so. Even worse.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're saying who has 50 zoos, and 20 and 5 sella would be 20 zoos.
Right.
So she'd be earning 20 zoos a week, and we're saying who has 50 zoos? like she's already earning 20 a week. How much is it? Not that much.
2.5 weeks. Right,
this is right. It's just right, exactly. 2.5 weeks pay for clothes for a year, not that much money. So I guess all right, Shkol. I guess that's maybe the right way to read it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Now the Mishnah says like this: from Ha'isa Menika Parichsim Lo Me'Maisi Yedera Me'Sifin Lo Amuzen Yisel. Now, I mean, Tosfos really understands that this place says Ha'isa Menika Parichsim Lo Me'Maisi Yedera is in Tosfos more than anything else, really, right? That again, since it's Mishnah Ma'amasha, she's not doing anything else. But who had done anything else? The Manika really it takes away because that's part of the Malacha, and you know Yecheshvin the total Malacha. Now just
it's getting, hard to understand that because if you say that she has to do less semer, then she does less semer because she's Manika. But if you say she does less laundry, that means she does half the laundry, or she does less cooking, she only cooks half the amount of food they need? Or, I mean, it's hard to understand that.
How do you establish that?
I mean, if it's the tzemer, so you say, because she's Meinika, so she has an obligation to make less tzemer, wool, threads, whatever. I mean, that's understandable. There's X amount for a normal lady, but Nika has a lower amount. But if you say it's the other jobs are jobs to give food, bake the bread, the challah, and do the laundry. It's right. Basic things to keep the house running. And if you say because she's Nika, she does less, it's hard to understand.
Well, we weren't really saying that. You might be right that it'll amount to that. But what we were saying was that who are them? She's doing other house things, so might from her chiv tzemer. Right? That's what we were saying there. Now,
okay. You could say
right, it. Yeah, right. So. It might work out. But before let's just raise this point over here that. See, if they're like we just like decided before that the tzemer is not really a monetary value, sounds like, or is it? I mean, the Mishnah talk about a weight that which is doing now, but is there a monetary value on that?
It fluctuates in the market weight. It fluctuates in a lot of different things, and it fluctuates, you know, how it's sold. I mean.
So how do we understand if we're saying that the total malachas is this number of 5 sloim, so how does that translate into cooking and baking and etc.?
You're taking it as a never pasht that the husband doesn't have to help.
He's coming Friday afternoon. He's walking in.
What? I would say one of two ways. One is that maybe all the housework doesn't come up, and in a normal case, she has to do Masi Adayim to make up the difference. But when she's Manika, that deducts enough that she's not going to have to do the Masi Adayim, but this, the regular housework she would still have to do. Or alternatively, maybe the housework is enough to do on its own. Normally, if she did all the housework, she wouldn't have to do Masi Adayim. And now when she's a Manika, so what's the husband have to do? He has to hire somebody to do the rest of the thing. She's a Manika.
I'm just trying to figure out from what you just said the answer to the question. I thought the question was that Tosfos says that the 5 sloim is also in this smite according to if she's doing other house things. So what was the answer to that? What was the answer to that?
So let's say all the housework, would taka be enough to get rid of the five shloim, whatever that five shloim
right.
is, in a normal case, when she's not a manika. And she wouldn't have to do any masi.
So you're not making any cheshbonis between housework and tzemer. It's all or nothing. So anyone who's available at home and is doing the regular housework, you're doing all those malachas, and you're not doing any tzemer.
Right. If let's say it's enough, the housework is enough to cover her entire obligation.
But what is that obligation? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Whatever that is. No.
So that's what I want to know. What is it? See, if it was a money value, fine. That you could talk about that. But that's what I want to know. It's not a money value anymore. So what am I? How do I calculate that?
So why isn't it a money value?
That's what they just told us. It's a weight, and
but the weight still has a money value to it. It's just the question is, what is the value? Is it the weight of five silver, the weight of silver for that amount, or the weight of wool for that amount of weight? But it still has a financial value.
Okay. So then we're coming back. Coming back to the fact that even though the Mishnah is talking about a weight, but avada, there is a dollar value at the end of the day. Maybe it's not five shloim. Right.
And we see right. because of the, there's an exchange between the...
Yeah, that's what I was getting right. at. See, I was hearing from the Bnei HaChabura that once it's a weight, so then it's not really a money value at all. It depends, what you could, what you get, in the shuk. It doesn't have any money value, right? But that's what I was raising the point. If that's so, it's hard to work the actual exchange. So we're back to say that even though the Tana is not talking in terms of money value, he's talking a weight, but at the end of the day, it is going to translate into a money value, and that's how we're going to be able to make the cheshbonis over here. That let's say menika, right? So if she's menika, so we'll value how much the value of a menekes is, and we'll subtract from.
Maybe it's a time issue.
Oh, I was going
to
say
maybe it takes a certain amount of time for her to nurse the kid every 2 hours, and. Yeah. And it takes 15 minutes, so you have to take off 2 hours a day from her work. Huh. It's the time issue. This is the list of things that she has to do on a normal day when she's not Meinika, because that's what you can do in a day. But once she's Meinika, she has less time available.
You can ask Akashi either way. So why did the Gemara, why did the Mishnah tell us a Mishkel? Why didn't it tell us a money, if it was a money value?
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a time issue, why did the Gemara, why did it tell us a Mishkel? Why didn't it tell us a time? She has to work 8 hours a day. Whatever. Whatever she does it in. She does it in summer, she does it in laundry, she does whatever it does, but she has to do 8 hours a day. Manika, whatever.
You see, it's a time issue, because if you bring in a shivcha, so then there's not enough time for the shivcha to do everything she would have done, because there's three people in the house. So you see, it's a time issue.
I understand.
That's making an assumption that everybody works at the same speed, right? If it's giving how much weight, that seems like it's a money issue.
I understand. You work
not
slowly, that's
not
your problem.
Not any cleaning lady works at the same speed either.
Right, so, but the mission is giving...
Some people to cook breakfast, lunch, and supper will take her the whole day. Won't be time for anything else.
Maybe that's why the mission said it that way. Now that would make more sense that it's a time issue. And it was saying that, but it didn't want to give a time because maybe she works slowly,
or works fast,
whatever it is.
Or she will purposely work slowly.
Right, I hear. Yeah, people get paid by the hour. Sometimes they work slowly.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying over like this: that Mishnah says, "V'mhoisa minika poichs in law." Is that what is the reason for that? According to that Tosfos, the reason for that is because that goes into the achrayis, the total achrayis of what she needs to do. So now the mishkola of Chamish Shloim is not what she's responsible to do, right? Because she's doing another job. According to the other Rishonim, what that would mean is that Taisa himself, you know, but I think Bavon's the other pshat is that since she's a manika, so she doesn't have the strength, or it'll affect her ability to be manic if she's being doing. Expected to do the full amount of other jobs.
She won't be able to produce as much milk or as good milk.
And similarly, umaysifin lo amazayne seho. Right? What's the reason for this? The truth is that the Gemara itself, right? We see assume that the pshat was because it's a chiv because for the child that he has. That's really what. What that is, doesn't have to do with her per se. Brakoponim, right? The other tzad the Gemara has is that she taka needs more, right? Because of her situation, choila, right? She needs more, right? So that would have been the explanation of poiches in law, right? Because of her situation, you could have understood it like that. Okay. But Tosis says nevertheless that, you know, even though maybe that's not a raya, but that's how Tosis is, right? So we have a machlokes in the Mishnah that ties this part of the Mishnah over here, that when the Mishnah talks about meinekes, that the din is it's poichs and maisi yadeha, right? Is that because there's a total chiv and it's made up of all the job that she's doing? So the meinekes she's doing this job, and therefore that plays a role in producing the total that she has to produce, and therefore the total doesn't come from the tzemer. Is that the pshat or no? The pshat is that it's not dependent on each other. The total number really is just from tzemer itself. However, she's a meinekes, so the fact that if she would be doing the tzemer, it would affect her ability to be meinek properly. So that's where the miyid comes from. The numbers in the Mishnah are the minimum. Which kinira, right, refers to the halacha of oila imoy. Okay, now let's see what time is now.
Is there a nafka mina between? If we're pochsin because she's a chola, or we're pochsin that it counts towards her masa yadayim, is there an outcome?
Oh, maybe you could work something out. Maybe you could work something out.
I mean, you weren't suggesting; you were just saying it's a difference
right.
in lumdus.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Right, okay. Right. I wasn't come to see nafkmina.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. My C is taka very late over here, so I think we'll have to hold over here for now. Okay. Right, this week's staff was.
Can you
was
please explain to me about that Tosfos on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph? I thought Tosfos was just saying that the question is, Rav Huna says that she's only Meredes if she says Tashmish. She won't do Tashmish. She's not Meredes if she refuses to do Malacha. And Tosfos says that Rav Huna is going like the Mandi Amar that Yechol Yishalom Lavaila Einin Zanis Veini Osa. So since she can say Eni Zemes V'Eni Oisa, she doesn't have to do the Malacha. So she's not Meredes if she doesn't do Malacha, she just won't get Mizonas from him. And therefore the only time she's Meredes is Tashmish. That's how Tashmish started off.
Dishman Tashmish is the other man, the Omer.
What?
Dishman Tashmish is the other man, the Omer. What does the other man, the Omer hold?
Rabbi Yosef Achenia holds like Rish Tachish.
That's what Tashmish comes saying, and that's that, what that the issue... Holds, that's what the Ishman Taisis is. Do we have to say that?
So he holds that a lady cannot say Eini Nezanis V'Eini Osa, and therefore she's chayav to do the malacha, and if she refuses to do malacha, she's rebelling against her husband, she's Meredes.
And the Ishman Taisis is that possibly the Eini Nezanis is limited, Eini Osa is limited just to the Tzemer. But the other things that she doesn't have a choice on those things. Now, if that were to be so,
and therefore she'd be a Meredes Even if she says,
even if she could say an answer, but
she's
only
allowed to do that, and she doesn't have to do work with Tzemer.
Right. That's what the whole thesis is surrounding. That issue. Right.
So
everybody agrees she has to do those malachas, and she can't say any nezenas on those malachas, then she'd be a moretus on those malachas.
Right.
According to the report of Rapunzel.
So therefore, I didn't understand what you were saying, that the work that she does subtracts, the work that she does for the other six malachas subtracts for how much tzemer she has to do. I didn't see that, I didn't understand that in Tosfos.
You saw that in Tosfos?
I did not see that in Tosfos.
Okay, yeah.
I don't understand it. I
you don't understand or you don't see it?
I didn't understand it when I was reading through the Tosfos.
Oh, so you have to see it.
So you don't understand why Tosfos says it? Their reasoning is actually all the way at the end. They claim that she wouldn't have enough time in the day.
But by the wide line, you see, Tosfos enters the shoes in the right. The last narrow line, Tosfos, v'ihav aminan, t'chi omer enizens v'in eisa, lim efkatz natsu el miyasi es tzemer, shihikam eisi deo, avosham alocho is ki goin t'chenes v'chulu avdo. Right? Tosfos says, if we could say that, right, then...
And therefore the other man, the Amar, can hold like Rav Huna, that you can say enizens v'in eisa, but still malach is going to be omer edes.
Right.
So now Tosfos says over there, if you jump to the next line, Avul Ein Nira. Right? Tosfos says, Avul Ein Nira. Right? It doesn't seem to be so that the Ein and the Zainis doesn't affect the other malachas.
If she says Ein and Zainis, she's parted from everything. All
right.
Seven.
Right. And that's Tosfos goes on to say, because the chiyuv of that heislam that she has, that we know that Einin Nezenis talks to, is a total chiyuv, including those malachas also, and that's why it's partial to Tosfos. Therefore, that the Einin Nezenis does affect those malachas. All right, so that's the
I don't understand. Explain that
connection. Right, Tosfos says that since that number of heislam is a total number which includes all seven malachas, so that's why it's partial to Tosfos that the Einin Nezenis that she's saying talks to the other malachas also. Elki Amra Einin Nezenis v'Einesa Peturim Mikol Zayin Malachas. See over here in this part of the Tosfos, that's what you have to look over this latter part of the Tosfos. This is where Tosfos goes through.
So Tosfos understands when he's Menika, when she's Menika, we say does less Semer. So Tosfos understands that she's Mevashala, so she's Tochena, so she also does less Semer.
Right. You'll read the Tosfos. Tosfos right. Says that Mefush. That's what's going on these lines in the Tosfos. Right, so just look over the Tosfos, and if you want to speak it through, we could translate the words in the Tosfos. But that's where you want to look in those lines in the Tosfos.
So Tosfos comes out that what that in the end of the day he holds that if she says Ein Nezenis V'Ein Eisa, it's from all seven malachas?
Yeah.
That's how it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, the other man derma cannot hold like Rav Huna.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what Tosfos started with over there, and he was, coming to question that maybe you could say it differently. Tosfos is, proves, and according to his understanding, that we can't say it differently. Because the Einin Nezenis definitely talks to all the malachas, being that it's one package. So therefore, anyone who says that the merits for malacha must argue on the whole idea of Einin Nezenis. That's what Tosfos is saying.
when she's Moredes from Malacha, Tosha's understand she's Moredes from any of the seven Malachas?
Is that Tosha's specifically?
Because I think it said in the article in the footnote that some Rishonim learned that Moredes from Malacha means she's Moredes not to do Tzemer, and some Rishonim learned that Moredes from Malacha means she's refused to do all seven Malachas.
So, I mean, that's really totally right in this. I mean, the Enin Nizoynis, I mean, you know, if you hold Enin Nizoynis, that at least talks to the Tzemer, right? So, I mean, that definitely is dependent on the din of Enin Nizoynis for any Yosin.
But this Mandema holds you can't say Enin Nizoynis for any Yosin. So the one who says Moredes is from Malacha.
So that's only if you understood that Moredes could be on anything, right? Now, so you're just talking about what about a Moredes on Tzemer? So to make a Moredes on Tzemer, that definitely you have to say this, but. But you could have learned that Taisus said that maybe she's being Meredith from other things. As according to those Rishonim who argue on Taisus and say that Tzemer is a thing by itself and the other Melachas are other things and the Einin Nizoynis only applies to Tzemer and the other Melachas she doesn't have a choice, right? If that's true, so we'll make her a Meredith from the other Melachas. And everyone agrees on such a thing, you can't say Einin Nizoynis. So then they're not going to get involved in the Machlekes. Whether you could say any Zayin's or any Yosin.
Because that was Tosha's Havamina.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's
how those other Rishonim will learn.
That right. She's Moredas
from Malachas other than.
Right.
But Tosha's learns when she's Moredas from Malachas means Tzemer.
No.
Tosha's could agree it means other things also. Right.
Any one of the seven?
No, is that totally in this? You want to know when we talk about Meredes, does it have to be from everything? Yeah, is that the question? Is that the question, or the question is which Malachas could make a Meredes?
She says, I don't want to cook.
Right.
I don't want to do laundry. I hate laundry.
Right.
So I
think that she's a Meredes that calls man that there's a chiyuv to do that. I don't think that she has to be married from everything. As long as she's married from anything which is her obligation, which is something that she's not in control of, as far as the Enin Nizoynis, then that's Meredes. But Tosis is coming to say that she's in control of everything. If you hold, you could say Enin Nizoynis.
Then she doesn't have to do any of the seven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the one that argues holds that she can't say any zenith for any osa even for the summer because it's
right.
All or nothing.
Right. Right. That's Shita Zatosis, that it's all one package. When we talk about Rechiv Ma'is Yadayim, it's a total. Which talks to a number of group of melachos, which make up that total.
And the amount reason the Mishnah later is only if she doesn't do anything else.
Right.
She's only doing Tzemer, then that's the amount written. But if she's doing any of the other six melachos, it keeps on being deducted. Probably it will get close to zero by the time you subtract all the other six.
Mm-hmm.
But the other way to learn the Havamina Tosis is that. The five shloim or whatever of Tzemer is her one of her seven malachas.
In addition to the housework.
In addition to the housework.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And only menachas dafka you subtract because it might be bad for the milk or whatever the reason is, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
Can you read the end of the verses? Do you have a minute?
Mm-hmm.
From Omiyu.
You just get it there.
Five wide lines down. Fifth wide line. Samach Yimaral, fifth wide line.
Yeah, you have a second. Mihu. Mihu Yeshlit Chais. I mean, Tosis had just brought a raya. Because he learned the Mishnah was that Minekes is Pechsin Lo. The reason why it's Pechsin Lo, because that's part of her malach is to produce the total amount. And Taisa had said, Vinir du adin techenes va'oifen. Now Taisa, Mir yesh nidcheis dikul memer, the dafka nokat miniko, umshum de terech memait cholov. That's why personal ma'isi yadel, because it'll affect it. Like we were speaking before, that maybe it's taka dafka. Why would it be dafka? It means Taisis is saying maybe I'm not right. Maybe that the chiyuv of tzemer is on top of all the other malachas that she's doing, and you know her responsibility to be manik is also a part of it.
She don't subtract anything from the tzemer.
Right, right. Is it that if she's menekes you subtract? So Taisis said that's not because. There's a total value, we'll call it, on all her malachas. Now the pshat is because in order for her to be meinik, she can't be stressed by other things.
It's not even for her benefit; it's for the baby's benefit.
Yeah, it's for in order to be meinik properly, right? Mishum etorech memayit cholov. That's what.
So if you say that, then you don't subtract for the other malachas, and therefore, it could be that. It could be that
you hold that you could say that anything in here. But only talks to Samer and the Meridas from the other Malachas.
Right.
That's what Tosis would be. That's what Tosis.
And there's a different Machlokas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So Tosis, you know, that's how it was totally in what was going on in the sugya. Tosis over here now is just focusing on the Ikra Halacha. He had brought a raya. He's Madcha the raya. Right, so that's the Iker issue. So when we get to us, that's what's happening in this Tosis is a Shad Halim Shad in our Mishnah, and it has a bearing on how to learn the Machlekes in the Sugya over here on Samach Gimel. Right, that's why it's two things, but they're dependent on each other. Right, two points. Okay,
but it ends up not that way. Mikomakom
is how he understood. He's saying that, you know, even though maybe that's not a raya in the Mishnah, he's still going to learn pshat in the Mishnah like he wants to learn. But he's saying
Manika, that when you deduct from Manika, we deduct for cooking or baking or
right. Taisa still that's how he learns a raya. He said it's not a raya because you could learn otherwise. But sometimes I still feel that what I'm saying is right. Like, you know, he says this, like Michael saying over, because you know in Svara that's what should be, even though there's no herchech in the Mishnah itself. But once he holds like that, then that's gonna be the pshat in the Mishnah. Right, is that okay?
And what's the very end? Vivek Omar?
He's saying that now, according to what he's saying, that if you hold that, you can't say any nizaynis. So Taisis is asking that why we consider him a meredes. Let's just force her into doing it. That's her obligation to do the malacha.
Is it to take like a stick or something?
Yeah.
Where's the Vein Tomar?
The bottom two lines of the Tosfos. About 7 wide lines, 8 wide lines
down. Okay. Alright, so Taisa is that, you know, even if you could force her, but if she's only doing malacha, only you know, if and when you force her, so that's not a way to live. Ein adam doram nochash b'kfifa achas. So that in itself is a situation of emredes. If you have to get someone to do something, and it's not only if they're not actually doing it, but if they're not doing it till you call in the chaverim, you know. So then that's also a redish.
So just can you tell me the end of the day? Tosis learns that. that Rav Huna holds your lady can say Ina Zenes Veina, so since she's Ina Zenes, she's putting from all seven malachas. She's putting from all seven malachas, therefore
Merida can't be from malachas. Merida she's
can't
in control.
Be malachas, Merida can only be from Tashmish.
Right.
The one that argues with Rav Huna holds that, like Reish Lakish, that she can't say Ina Zenes Veina, because if she would, she'd be putting from all seven malachas, but she can't say that. So she can never say that. There's no such concept. So therefore, we force her to do malach even if she says that, and therefore, the merida is from any of the seven malachas.
Right, from Semer, even from Semer, right? It's all the same. Quotes of everything's all the same.
Everything's all the same.
So being that that's so shine. So.
But Tosfos learns that which we say later at Menika, you'd subtract from her how much Semer she has to make. It's not just from Menika, it's even if she does any of the other malachas, we subtract from how much Semer she has to make.
Mm-hmm.
And Tosfos learns that way, even though it's a little bit darker, the right is might be another way to learn it, he still learns that way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, good to everyone.
I noticed there's something I think that we discussed and read by this issue of Kichla.
I think
that we said something that the Ritva says here, right?
Okay.
The issue of Kadesha Emsa Chen Beine Anashim Vyikpatu Alai Lisoti. Right, meaning what was going on here in this Mishnah? Oh, meaning she said that they said, why do you want the clothes? And she said that I, you know, to look good for you guys.
Right? What are you talking about? This is not.
This woman came and she said she wanted clothes, shirai or something.
Yes.
And they said, what do you want the shirai for? Amra lecha lechavrusich. And the question is, what does that mean? So there are two ways to say it. One is she just wanted to look good to a mechubadika person. The other is because she wanted to go out on shiduchim. Right, so he says, Yesh Bishu Kadesh Emsa Chen Be'ene Anashim Sheikpatu Alai Lisaoti.
Yeah.
V'yesh Makshim Al Peirzeh, right, what's she coming and saying? She's saying, I want the Yisomim to give me clothes. And they're saying, Kadesh Yikpatu Alai.
That's actually to their benefit, because if she gets remarried, they can stop feeding her.
Ah, but yes, V'yesh Makshim Al Peirzeh, Z'im Kain, Havalei Lameimar, De Leis Da'a Rav Yosef who? Because they're asking, this was Rav Yosef who was passing. Da'amar. That's right.
Oh wow!
I think we had this discussion back then. What was the thing? What point does she lose the mezonos? Right. So he says, right. That's what he says. Da'a Amar Rav Yosef who? Da'amar bepirkin kachlo pirkusa in la mezonos.
Right.
Ba'aval gav de Talmuda machale amucha. Machalei amucha, I guess. Ihu gufi lo chazinen, the hadarbe. Right, we don't see that. So he held from this svar.
Right.
So she was coming, and that was her taina. She was coming to Rav Yosef, and she was asking Rav Yosef for this clothes. And if she was the purpose of the clothes was for shiduchim, he should have said to her, "Oh, you don't get mezonos, so it can't be that that's the payers of why she wanted the clothes."
Uh-huh. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has a different shot.
What does Rashi say?
Rashi says,
right, so that's what the Ritva is going to say is the answer in the end of the day, that she wasn't coming to ask for shiduchim.
She wasn't on shiduchim. She doesn't want to be. She always had a certain status, and she doesn't. She doesn't want to be.
Right, and that's right. In the end of these days, surely see the. V'im kol zeh hanachon peirush Rashi. The right peirush is what Rashi says.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember us having quite a discussion on that one.
CC surfaced again over here.
Yeah,
very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right.
So I don't. So I'm just wanting to look for something else here because I thought here he says also the hikshu toastus to hide the kaimelon ola imo.
I think I just see the
what?
No.
You admit that you were there for that discussion. I remember you weighing in.
No. That's his name.
Different conversation.
If you take a chance to look at this, this is here.
Tidzel, yeah.
Yeah.